about our Warriors, huh? Man, Steph Curry, my goodness. I guess that's why he's the MVP. No, I paid for the seats on my couch. I looked at the ticket prices and said, no, thank you. My wife would have been upset at me. But so happy for Steph, Clay, Draymond, those guys, man. That's awesome because it means a lot to the city of Oakland, and that means a lot to me. So I wanted to start off with that, man, because what they're doing is special. So it's pretty cool.
Since we're talking about that, having two teams in two different sports in the finals with the Warriors and Sharks, as a fellow competitor, you know, seeing all this going on in the Bay Area, what does that mean inside here?
It makes it, it makes it normal, you know, and that's what I like. You know, like when my brother was drafted number one overall, when he went to the NFL, when he played 12 years, to me that was normal. Everybody's brother did that, you know. And so to see everybody doing that, oh, that's normal. That's what we're supposed to do, kind of a thing. So something that you strive towards, and just to see the city on fire for both teams is pretty sweet.
Got pretty spirited out there today.
Yeah.
Jack said he used it as a teaching moment. Like, hey, we don't do that here.
That's right. That's right. You know, that's obviously that's not what we're about. That's not what we want to be about. You never want to see those kind of things happen because it could cause injuries and things like that. And, you never want to see guys fighting. But at the same time, everyone's competitive. Everyone's gotten to that point, everyone in that weight room right now has gotten to that point where you wanted to punch a fellow teammate in the face on the football field. You know, that happens, man. That's everywhere. But, you just got to stay away from that kind of stuff when we're on the practice field. We got to take care of each other, you know, and we know that. Guys are just getting competitive. You know, there's a lot of guys competing to make teams. There's a lot of guys trying to compete to, secure a spot and things like that. So, it's, we understand, but at the same time, we got to have the culture around here show like what we did last year. You know, we're not going to be about that.
So who are you looking to punch?
Nobody.
Okay.
I love everybody. I love everybody. Even y'all.
Bill and Jack were talking about how the continuity on offense, the benefits of that. What have you seen in terms of having all the guys back, having the same system, and how that's helped you?
It's been huge. We did something today down in the red zone that we haven't even installed yet, but we just checked to it and went with it, because we're already at that point. And, everyone celebrated, and it was awesome, and it was cool. But at the same time, we wouldn't have been able to do that last year because we didn't know the checks. We didn't know versus certain looks we want to do certain things and stuff like that. So just little things like that that we're already a step ahead. You know, and the conversations aren't, hey, you know that play we installed today? Where do you want me to throw the ball in this, versus what coverage? It's like, hey, we know that Denver plays this a certain way, let's work here. Kansas City plays this a certain way, let's work here. So it's, the conversations aren't here anymore, they're kind of up here. And the more that we can be together, years-wise, the conversations will continue to grow like that.
That wouldn't have been the play where you scored the touchdown.
Of course. Of course.
Bill said he can now sort of tinker the offense to you guys more now that he knows what you do well. Are you able to communicate with him now a little easier in terms of talking about what you do well, what you like?
Yes.
More so than last year.
Yeah, it's cool. Because last year I just wanted to learn, what did he want done? How did he want it done? Because, Ole wanted it done a certain way. What was he thinking situationally? There's people that on certain situations want you to do this. Well, what do you want me to do? So learning that, and that's something that takes a lot of time. And, it went all the way through the year. I had to learn how he wanted things done. Cause that's all I'm trying to do. I just want to run his offense the exact way he wants it, so he can go home and sleep good, I want to do it the way he wants it done. And, now it's like he sees, that I'm trying to do that, and, we're working together and stuff like that. He comes in the QB room all the time asking us questions on what we think and those kind of things. And when it's back and forth like that, he empowers you. He knows how to make you feel good. Coach Musgrave's awesome. I love playing for him.
Last year was the year of the mysterious finger, so you were watching. Time.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. My finger.
But now, what you see now that you, I missed out on this.
You're exactly right, no doubt. And me and TD, Coach Downing, we were talking about that. I was like, man, it's kind of cool how you guys get together like this and practice in the off season. I was sitting out there in a sweatshirt, not allowed to, that was tough. But I see the importance of it now. I see how important it is, especially in the same offense, same system. To be able to go out there and get these practices in before the mini camp shows up, before training camp shows up, because we can work and tweak little things. Like, I've been working on throwing the ball, on certain routes. Like, I want to throw it extremely early just to try it, just to test it, and, to see what you can get away with in OTAs because there's no one out there. The games aren't on the line yet. You want to see if I think it'll make something better. I want to work on it. And we've been able to do that a couple of times and see the benefits of having OTAs and that happening.
Jack,
when you audible, I believe, indeed you did audible to that quarterback drop. What did you see?
You know what? I audibled one of the plays. I don't know if that was the one. But I'll just say this. I always tell Coach Musgrave, I say, hey, man, just give it to the big back when we're down inside the five. And Latavius likes to get mad at me. So I don't think I'm going to make a lot of money running the football. But if I have to, we'll do it.
Derek, you have some newer faces in the receivers corps. What's your initial impressions of some of those newer guys, in particular Joe Hansley, Johnny Holton, KJ Brett?
Yeah, man, those young guys, they work extremely hard and really good route runners. You saw Johnny, I think, if you guys saw it, he made that big catch down in the end zone today, went up and got it, landed on his face, and it was awesome. And felt bad for him, but it's football. You saw that. You see Hansley always, working the corners with his route running abilities. Really good routes. Very impressive. McCaffrey is an effort, high motor guy all the time. Whether it's walkthrough, whether it's real reps, high motor all the time, and that's really good to see. And KJ's a special route runner. I think he's a really, really good receiver, and I think he'll play a long time in the NFL.
When you have the same top four wideouts that you have, Where are you looking for room for growth? Is it better timing? Is it getting inside their head where they like the ball? What kind of refinement are you doing at the stage with those guys?
Yeah, no, it's a lot of timing stuff. The timing thing will always be a thing. Okay. The more years that we're together, you're gonna get tired of hearing me say it, but it really is a big deal. Because it's never gonna be perfect. Like I missed Crab on an outbreaker today that we've been hitting so many times, but I missed it today for some reason. My foot wasn't right or my feet weren't right. So I got to go back and see that and constantly drilling it, to where when the game comes, that mistake doesn't happen. But that's a route me and Crab hit on in big situations last year to win football games. So it never ends, so it's always going to be there.
I know that generally speaking, this team didn't talk much about injuries, but I think we all know that at the end of last year, Amari was dealing with some stuff.
How difficult
was that for him, maybe mentally not being out, like at 100%? Are you seeing him fresher mentally and physically maybe at the end of last year?
Yeah, I can just speak on his personality. I don't know how he was feeling or what he was thinking. I'll let Coop and Coach talk about that. But just his personality, obviously – he's a young guy. I always joked around last year that 3 years ago he was in, seventh period chemistry, he's a young guy and he was just learning his way around, but going to the Pro Bowl, learning his way around, And he's very special, but now he's more open. He's more talkative, but everyone's like their rookie year, no matter who it is. Obviously there's outspoken guys and things like that, but there's so much going on mentally in this game that a lot of guys are more reserved and quiet, not to us, but, in general. But now you see him and Crab joking more because he's more comfortable. He knows his responsibility on every play and those kind of things. So he's definitely a lot more open personality-wise, but I don't know if he is with y'all. But you can definitely see it out in the practice field that he's a lot more comfortable because there's not as much of a learning curve because he's not in his rookie year.